Mitt Romney calls for higher taxes on the wealthy to avert fiscal crisis. Mitt Romney warns that the U.S. faces an imminent economic cliff, as the Social Security Trust Fund is projected to run dry by 2034, triggering a 23% cut in benefits. He argues that the federal government will soon require trillions of dollars, and borrowing or printing money could lead to either economic calamity or hyperinflation. Romney contends that both major parties' traditional approaches, Democrats pushing only for higher taxes and Republicans for spending cuts, are insufficient. The crisis demands both entitlement reform and increased revenue from the wealthy on spending. Romney advocates means testing future Social Security and Medicare benefits, raising eligibility ages to reflect longer life expectancy, and avoiding cuts for current or near retirees. On taxes, he now supports lifting the $176,100 cap on FICA payroll taxes and closing vast tax code caverns that allow the richest Americans to avoid paying capital gains. He highlights provisions like the step-up in basis for inherited assets and 1,031 real estate exchanges, which enable billionaires to legally escape taxation, and calls for these benefits to be curtailed for estates over $100 million. Romney argues that targeting the richest Americans is both fair and necessary for social stability, as modest impacts on growth are outweighed by the need to prevent fiscal disaster. He dismisses the long-standing political reliance on promised economic growth that never materializes and warns that failure to act will deepen public anger as wealthy elites exploit the system while ordinary Americans face hardship. His prescription is clear: reform entitlements for future generations, tax the rich more effectively, and close loopholes to stabilize the economy and restore public confidence.